We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gina from Stoughton is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey,
Gina is on her way to work where she is a graphic designer, so ooh. I'm sure she's going to go design stuff graphically.
Creative.
Love that.
Yes.
All right, good talk.
Oh, you guys, yeah, thank you. I just want to say that my daughter and I, we love listening to you guys every morning. And he actually picked up the phone and dialed it, handed it to me, and I wasn't quite sure why. And now I'm nervous because I found out I'm playing.
I love it when
that
happens.
Oh, is she in the car with you?
She is, yes.
Hey, girl.
What's her name?
Hi. Her name is Bella.
Better pull your weight this round, Bella. Well, will you guys please totally kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, good luck, and can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, guys. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You do win $100. Her record on the big board, 3,004 wins.
She's a bad lady.
She has missed 3,000. That ain't easy. And 250 losses. Redemption week is going to start next week.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yep.
Oof.
How are you, pop culture trivia, Gina?
Pretty good. But being on the air, I'm probably going to be lousy. But that's okay.
Aw, oh, don't be nervous. You got this.
Okay.
Question number one. You, season 2, is coming the day after Christmas, so get ready for some more creepy Penn Badgley, am I saying
Penn Badgley, yep.
Some more creepy Penn Badgley stalking. What streaming platform does You air on?
I'll say Hulu.
Question number 2. Ashton Kutcher was on Dax Shepard's podcast and shared that he and his wife Mila Kunis have no plans on setting up a trust for their children, which is crazy because they have all the money.
I know, but hard work, you know.
Yeah. Who did Ashton Kutcher play in that 70s show?
Kelso.
Question number 3. Gal Gadot did 2 years of mandatory service in the Israeli Defense Forces. She taught gymnastics and calisthenics.
Wow.
Gadot has starred... Yeah, it's mandatory over there, so... Gadot has starred in the Fast and Furious franchise, but is best known for her role as this classic DC superhero. Who was she?
Wonder Woman.
Question number 4. Cole Sprouse pulled an upset in the movie category of the People's Choice Awards by winning the Best Dramatic Actor Award for 5 Feet Apart. I guess he beat like Brad Pitt and Leo DiCaprio.
Yep.
What character does Sprouse play on Riverdale? Bella should have this question.
Jughead Jones.
Yep. Question
we
number 5.
Legit.
Tristan, no good cheating Thompson.
Tell it, Dan. No good cheating Thompson.
Okay, tell who wrote this question. Took to Instagram to shower Khloe Kardashian with compliments after she won at the People's Choice Awards the other night. What NBA star was Khloe married to? He was also on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
Tristan Thompson.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Hey, girl.
How'd you do?
Well, hi.
Gina and Bella from Stoughton.
Yes.
The dream team, the gruesome twosome, they got 3 out of 5.
All right. Well done, ladies. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, Kennedy. Question number 1.
Go on.
You, season 2, is coming the day after Christmas, so get ready for some more creepy Penn Badgley stalking.
Yes.
What streaming service does You air on?
I forgot about that show. Netflix.
That first season was really good.
It was really good.
I'm not moving from my bed the day after Christmas.
No.
I'm so excited.
1-0. Question number 2. Ashton Kutcher was on Dax Shepard's podcast and shared that he and his wife Mila Kunis have no plans on setting up a trust fund for their children.
Rude.
Who did Ashton Kutcher play on that 70s show?
Oh, I don't know.
You got nothing for me?
Uh-uh.
Michael Kelso.
Kelso.
1-1 going into the third question. Gal Gadot did 2 years of mandatory service in the Israeli Defense Forces. She taught gymnastics and calisthenics. Gadot starred in the Fast and Furious franchise, but is best known for her role as this classic DC superhero. Who is it?
Wonder Woman.
2-2. Question number 4. Cole Sprouse pulled an upset in the movie category of the People's Choice Awards by winning in the dramatic actor category.
Yes.
What character does Sprouse play on Riverdale?
Jughead.
3-3 going into the final question. Tristan No Good Cheating Thompson took to Instagram to shower Khloe Kardashian with compliments after she won at the People's Choice Award the other night.
What's wrong with him?
Too little, too late, sir.
He's the worst.
Women in general do
She's
not like
not
that.
She's not coming back.
What NBA star was Khloe married to? He was also on this season of Dancing with the Stars.
Lamar Odom.
There it is. 4-3, you get the win. Congratulations, Kennedy.
Hooray!
But, Gina, we will not send you away empty-handed. You just want a pair of tickets to see a Pentatonix Christmas tour on December 10th at the Aganis Arena. You and Bella will love that show. I trust you.
Okay. Gina?
Gina, you're there anymore, honey?
Nope.
All right.
Good talk?
Good playing with you, Gina.
All right. I'm Gina from Stoughton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Laura from Peabody is in to play Campy Kennedy. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Kennedy, Laura is getting ready to celebrate her daughter's first birthday.
Aw, that's so sweet. I wish we could talk about it.
I feel like the first birthday is more for the parents. A kid's not going to remember anything.
100%.
Give them a bunch of empty boxes. Who cares?
Exactly. A lot of money for something she's never, ever going to remember.
We're sorry, girl. Just have lots of wine. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Laura, please kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Sure, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You get a Benjamin Franklin, nice and crispy.
Hey.
But her record on the big board, 3,005 wins, 250 losses. How are you with pop culture trivia?
Pretty good, but I hope that remains true today.
I believe it will. Self-confidence, you got this.
Good.
All right, Laura, question number 1. James Vanderbeek recently taught his daughter his samba routine that he performed on Dancing with the Stars.
Such a cutie.
Vanderbeek is best known as the main character in what 90s TV teenage drama?
Only my favorite, Dawson's Creek.
So you were starting off strong. Question number 2. Aladdin won family favorite movie at the People's Choice Awards. What is the name of Aladdin's monkey sidekick?
Is it Zazu?
No, that's the bird in the Lion King.
Dan's offended that you just got that mixed up.
Question number 3. Demi Moore turned 57 yesterday. Moore has been married to 2 different Hollywood actors during her career. Who are they?
Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher.
Question number 4. Random fact time.
Hey, love that.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis met on MySpace in 2006.
Any guys on MySpace?
Who's in your top 8, bro? What hit song did these two release back in 2012 that brought them to superstardom?
Oh, Thrift Shop?
Question number 5. Rumors were swirling that Gwen Stefani was wearing an engagement ring at the People's Choice Awards, but she shut that down quick.
Mm-hmm.
What fruit did Gwen Stefani teach us all to spell in Holla Back Girl?
Bananas.
That's a solid. That is a solid, solid question, Andy.
Thank you. I still do it in my head every single time.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Hi.
Hi, how'd we do?
Kennedy, Laura from Peabody came to play.
Okay.
She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
All right, question number 1, Kennedy.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek recently taught his daughter a samba routine that he performed on Dancing with the Stars. Vanderbeek is best known as the main character in what 90s teenage TV drama?
Dawson's Creek.
1-1. Question number 2. Aladdin won... Fear the Beak.
Fear the Beak.
Question number two. Aladdin won family favorite movie at the People's Choice Awards.
Really?
What is the... I know, the new ones aren't. Don't get me started. What is the name of Aladdin's monkey sidekick? Not to be confused with Dora the Explorer's monkey sidekick.
Gary. I don't know.
Abu.
Okay.
You're my only friend, Abu.
No.
Dan's like, duh.
I'll see myself out.
That's fine.
Question number three. Demi Moore turned 57 yesterday. Moore has been married to two different Hollywood actors during her career. Who are they?
Bruce Willis and Ashton Kutcher.
2-2. Question number four. Random fact time, Kennedy. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis first met on MySpace back in 2006.
Okay.
See, that's called social networking. Look how that worked out for them.
It's real friendship right there.
They were top eight.
What hit song did these two release back in 2012 that brought them to superstardom?
Thrift Shop.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. That is a great song. All right, 3-3 going into question number four, which I don't have to remind you, Laura from Peabody got right. Rumors were swirling that Gwen Stefani was wearing an engagement ring at the People's Choice Awards, but she shut that down real quick. What fruit did Gwen Stefani teach us how to spell in Holla Back Girl?
Banana!
B-A-N-A-N-A-S!
Hey!
Woo, Laura, I was worried.
Kennedy, you get the win 4-4. Push goes to the house. We're like Vegas here. But you do get a pair of movie passes to the advanced screening of Frozen 2 on November 19th at AMC Boston Common.
Another thing your one-year-old will not enjoy.
But you will enjoy it, and that's all that matters.
That is true. I will.
Do you have anything to say to Kennedy before we go?
Yes. I am Laura from Peabody, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Jeff from Austin is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
So I hear you are cooking Thanksgiving dinner this year.
I'm one of many people that is cooking at the United Parish Church in Brookline, and everybody is invited.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's awesome.
You're one of them good people, huh?
only once a year. I can afford that.
Jeff, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Get to stepping. All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you get $100. Her record on the big board, 3,006 wins, 250 losses. Redemption Week is back next week. Jeff, how are you with pop culture trivia?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Question number one. R&B singer Omarion turns 35 today.
What?
What group did he get his career started with?
I'm sorry, I have not heard of this person.
Not a big Omarion guy, Jeff?
I'm afraid not.
Question number two. Nick Cannon doesn't mind being called corny. He says, quote, "The people you consider corny are the most successful, the most non-problematic, and the ones that get all the girls. So I like when people call me corny."
Okay, Nick.
He can say whatever he wants. He's still kind of corny. He hosts what improv comedy show that was on MTV for years and just moved to VH1?
Well, it's not Saturday Night Live.
We are out of your wheelhouse early, Jeff.
I'm afraid so.
Question number three. In the early 2000s, Will Smith and his son Trey used to make mini Matrix movies. Will posted one yesterday to celebrate Trey's 27th birthday.
Everyone forgets about him.
Justice for Trey. He's the bonus Jonas of that family. In the Matrix movies, which actor played the role of Morpheus?
I'm sorry, I actually have no idea.
All right, question
number... This is not going well.
It's all right, you're doing great, Jeff. Chin up. Yes. Question number four. Halle Berry shared a picture of her abs, and wow.
It's unbelievable. It's really not fair.
She hasn't had a carb in years.
No.
True or false? Halle Berry is older than 50 years old.
I believe that is true.
Put him on the board. All right, Jeff. Question number five. Recently on Mike Tyson's podcast, because Mike Tyson has a podcast, if you're unaware.
Yep.
Evander Holyfield admitted that he once bit a guy in the ring, too. He said, quote, "I bit a guy in his shoulder. He dropped me, and I didn't know when you had a concussion. Apparently, you'll bite, too."
Wow.
So, yeah. What body part did Tyson famously bite of Holyfield's during their fight?
His ear.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Mike Tyson.
Hello.
Hello.
Jeff from Austin, who is cooking it. What church is it for Thanksgiving?
It's the United Parish Church in Brookline.
Ah, wonderful thing you're doing. He got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
He's better at Goodwill than he is at trivia.
That's all right.
Let's hope so.
Question number one. R&B singer Omarion turns 35 today, Kennedy. His career started as what group? As part of what group, excuse me.
I don't know. But I know he had an icebox where his heart used to be.
Yes, he did.
Justice for B2K.
B2K, wow.
I know, it's a deep pull.
Woo! Did Annie write that one?
I did not.
Oh, that was intern Justin.
Ooh, Justin.
Big B2K guy, Justin.
All righty, let's go.
Question two. Nick Cannon doesn't mind being called corny. He says, quote, "The people you consider corny are the most successful, the most non-problematic, and the ones that get all the girls."
The most
so I like when people call me corny.
All right.
Yeah, whatever he's saying. Corny. He hosts what improv show that was on MTV for years and just moved to VH1?
It's the one with your mama jokes, or is it Wild On? Wild On.
You're close.
Wilding?
Wild and Out.
Wild and out.
Wild On.
Wild On.
Don't make fun of me, please. I feel old enough right now.
Question number 3, 0-0.
Wow.
It's a barn burner. In the early 2000s, Will Smith and his son Trey used to make mini Matrix movies. Will posted one yesterday to celebrate Trey's 27th birthday. In the Matrix movies, which actor played Morpheus?
Lawrence Fishburne. Thank God.
1-0. Question number 4. Halle Berry shared a picture of her abs, and wow. True or false, Halle Berry is older than 50 years old.
Older, yes. She's older.
She is 53.
And she has a six-pack.
Get it, girl.
She works hard.
2-1 going into question number 5. Recently on Mike Tyson's podcast, Evander Holyfield admitted that he once bit a guy in the ring, too.
Yes.
He says, quote, "I bit a guy in his shoulder. He dropped me, and I didn't know that when you get concussed, you'll bite, too." What body part did Tyson famously bite of Holyfield's in their fight?
Allegedly, I bit his ear.
Allegedly. I feel like you got a pretty good chunk, Mike.
Okay, I ate his ear.
All right, congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win 3-2. But Jeff, you are not leaving here empty-handed. I lost my sheet. Can you tell him what he's
sure,
won?
Sure, of course I can. You've got a pair of tickets to see Michael Bublé on March 25th next year at The Garden. Tickets go on sale Monday the 18th at 10 at Ticketmaster.com and make a great holiday gift.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Jeff, is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before you go and go do good deeds across the world?
I'm Jeff from Alston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Or Mike Tyson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.